Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Tyler Ledford with U.S. Wheat Associates discusses current tariff conditions and whether they've had any impact on the U.S. wheat industry.
For wheat, we haven't seen tariffs impact trade at all. And if anything, kind of the memorandums of understanding, those have kind of come out of those tariff talks. And that has actually boosted our sales because countries would like to improve their trading relationship with the U.S. And so committing to buy more products is a way that they can help improve trade relations and decrease those deficits because, you know, Bangladesh is a huge exporter of apparel, that sort of thing. So they want to, you know, improve and get in right standing with the U.S. in terms of trade.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is up for renewal this year, and Ledford talks about the major importance of this agreement to the U.S. wheat industry.
Mexico is the number one market for U.S. wheat. Wheat is a very key commodity that flows tariff-free because of USMCA. So it is very important. We're very involved. Our policy team based in Manhattan, Kansas, is very, very involved with those negotiations, making sure that wheat has a seat at that table and ensuring that wheat can flow duty-free into Mexico.
Tyler Ledford with U.S. Wheat Associates. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.